So I'm sitting here right now with Queen Candidate. You are officially a Queen Candidate, Delilah Wigg. So Delilah, how have things been going since I last talked to you?
Things have been going really, really, really good. We had a meeting last night that was mandatory for all of our members to be there, our ticket manager, food manager. After that meeting, now we are able to proceed with finding supporters and sponsors, which I've already begun to do.
Walk me through the process of finding sponsors. How do Queen Candidates go about doing that?
What I've started to do is you walk business to business, and I introduce myself as a Queen Candidate. I let them know that I'm running for 4th of July Queen, and I tell them what the proceeds go to. And the proceeds go to 2015 4th of July fireworks and parade, and then a portion goes to me and my ticket manager and food manager.
What's the role of a sponsor in your campaign? What do they have to do to be a sponsor?
A sponsor typically would sponsor you up to $250. We typically would want them to sponsor you $250 so that, because that money is your startup money. A Queen Candidate can have 5 sponsors at $250 each and as many individual supporters as they would like. And you, all that money you get before June 1st is your startup money to get your grill, to decorate your booth, anything that you need, food-wise, Costco stuff, anything from the store, everything to start up your booth.
What's the benefit of being a sponsor? Do they get recognized in any way?
Yes, sponsors will get huge recognition on radio stations. I will make sure that they are announced via KSTK, GCI, Wrangell Sentinel. They will also be placed all over my booth in big, huge letters so that everybody can see that they are a sponsor.
Is there anybody that you're still looking for to help you with your campaign?
Yes, currently right now I am looking for raffle manager. I kind of need somebody to take over that position because I do already have some people donating raffles. The raffle manager would be registered at the chamber office. They basically would handle all the donated items. Say somebody is donating a piece of art. The raffle manager is going to deal with that stuff, and I wouldn't. The raffle manager will deal with the pulling of the tickets at the chamber office. He or she will deal with all that stuff and not me, so I wouldn't have to worry about that. I can worry about selling tickets and so forth.
Do you have anybody that's already signed up to be part of your food booth? And if so, can you tell me what they're going to be cooking?
We don't have a set menu yet. We are starting to work on that. Right now, I do have a food manager. I do have 2 cooks, and I do have 1 or 2 committed people to be in the booth, but not daily. I kind of need more committed people to actually be there every single day. And then I need more committed people to be out there selling tickets every single day, and then committed people to be at the stores for me.
Tell me how you've been using social media to help get the word out.
I've been using Facebook a lot. I have 2 Facebook pages. One is a group page called Delilah for 2014 Queen. And then one is like an original Facebook page. Like my original Delilah Facebook page, I made a Delilah for 2014 original Facebook page, and already it's hit over 170 something likes already. You're able to click on a link to lead to its sister page so that people can see both pages. And so I've been kind of posting things on there, pictures of Wrangell, and just trying to show people how dedicated I am and that I'm going to follow this through.
Got one last question for you. What do you hope your relationship will be with the other Queen Candidates?
I'm hoping my relationship with the other Queen Candidates is going to be really good. I love teamwork. I love teamwork. In the end, to me, it's all about the community. I know that we get a portion of it, and I know it's a competition, but to me, we are all working to give back to the community, and I would hope and pray that we all can get along and that we all can help each other when we need help.
All right, well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.